Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, saints. You have tuned in to LFC Spiritual Growth and Development. This is the Wednesday teaching of Laborers for Christ Word Life Center. And this month, our topic will be teaching the roles and the responsibilities of being a spiritual midwife. It will be presented to us by Apostle Rosalind Overton, with prayer being brought forth on a weekly basis by Pastor Mel. We are opening our service this evening with prayer from our own evangelist, Shelley Kennedy. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us. Please join us in prayer as we go before the Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before your presence and we come before your throne, Lord. God, thanking you and praising you for yet another day, that this is the day that you have made, that we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. God, we thank you and praise you for mercy, for grace, and for favor, God. God, we thank you and praise you, God, for who you are and for what you represent in our lives, God. God, we cry out, God, on behalf of spiritual midwives. God, we cry out on behalf of our government, God. We cry out on behalf of our unsaved loved ones, on behalf of our seed and our seed seed, God. We cry out on behalf of our neighborhood and our communities, our first response teams, Lord, our police officers, our firemen, God. We cry out, Lord, and we pray, Lord. You said in your word that when we don't know how to pray, God, that we would pray that your kingdom come, that your will would be done on earth in our lives as it is in heaven, Lord. God, we ask that you would be with us, that you would guide us, that you would watch over us, Lord. God, you said where man lacks wisdom, let him ask of it, God. God, we thank you and praise you for a fulfilling of wisdom, God. God, we thank you and praise you for Holy Ghost boldness, Lord. God, we thank you and praise you that we would make a stand, that when we were done all to stand, that we would stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord. God, we ask that you would order our steps and direct our path. Lord, we ask that you would make every crooked path straight and every rough edge smooth. God, we ask that you, God, would quicken to perform your word concerning us, concerning you, God. And Lord, we praise you. God, we thank you. God, we ask for revival in the land, God. God, we ask for a shifting in the spirit realm. Lord, you said in your word in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, God, that if my people, God, who are called by my name, will humble themselves, repent of their sins, and pray, then will we hear a voice from heaven, God, and you'll heal our land, God. And our land definitely needs healing on today, Lord. God, we thank you and we worship you, Lord. God, we exalt your name, Lord. God, we give homage to you, God. God, we ask that you would continue to move in our hearts, our minds, and our spirit, man. Lord, your word says if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God, that all these things shall be added unto us, God. Your word says in Proverbs 3:5-6, Lord, that if we would just trust in you with all of our heart and to lean not on our own understanding, but Holy Spirit, Lord, in all of our ways acknowledge you. And, Lord, you said you would direct our path, God. God, we thank you for direction on today, God. God, we thank you and praise you, God, for how you're working and for how you're moving, God. God, we thank you and praise you, God, for spiritual leaders and spiritual coverings, God, that, Lord, as they watch over us, as they stand in the gap and stand on the wall, God. God, we ask that you would just continue to work and that you would continue to move, God. God, your word says in Psalms 23:1, God, that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want, God. And Lord, it says, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, that we'll fear no evil, God, because you are with us, Lord. And Lord, your rod and your staff shall comfort us, God. And Lord, we thank you for this, God. God, we thank you for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego experience, God, as we walk through life amongst this earth, God, that we won't bow to another God, God. And even if he doesn't show up, we're still, you don't show up, God. We're still going to praise you, God. But, Lord, the king had to come back and say, Lord, that did not put three people in the furnace, but do I not see four? And one appears to be that of the Son of God. And, Lord, we thank you for that, Lord. God, we thank you that your word cannot return unto you void, but it must accomplish that which it is sent. God, we thank you, God, for quickening to perform your word concerning us, concerning you, God. God, we thank you that we can die to self, God, but that we can live for you, God. And Lord, on this evening, Lord, we repent of anything that we may have said or done in the flesh, God. God, we repent of anything that we may have said or done, God, that did not bring honor and glory to your word, to your will, and to your way, God. A conversation that may have turned to gossip, a look that may have offended someone, God. God, we repent, Lord. God, we repent of the sins of omission and of commission, Lord. Even that thought, God, that may have brought that we may have had, that may have brought a stench to your nostrils, Lord. God, we repent on this evening, God, that, Lord, we choose to come before you with clean hands and a pure heart, God. And, God, we worship you, Lord. God, we thank you, God. We pray for our president. We pray for the House, the Senate, the floor, God, the chaplain of the United States government, God. God, we ask that the positions that become vacant, God, that need to be voted in, God, we pray that they will be filled with fivefold ministry, spirit-filled individuals, Lord, that are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but God, who would be ready to give account to all men of the faith, the hope, and the trust that rests, rules, and abides within them, God. God, that you would continue to work and that you would continue to move, God. God, we come tonight, God, to bombard heaven and to put hell on alert, God, to send out a clarion call, Father. The Lord, to stand corporately, God, knowing that you will do what you said that you would do, God. And, Lord, we thank you, God. God, we praise you, Lord. God, we exalt your name, God. God, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that your word says that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and that whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, God. And, Lord, we bind every spirit, God, that is not like Christ, Lord, every imp from hell, every sabotage and deception demon, Lord, that would rise up in our lives, that would try to hinder us from walking a godly, upright life, God. And, Lord, we curse it to the seat of the root. Lord, we render it harmless and ineffective in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we thank you and praise you that no weapons that are formed against us living a godly, upright life shall prosper. God, but every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, God, you said you would condemn. Lord, continue to work and move in our lives, God. God, continue to manifest yourself to us, God. Continue to speak through us, Lord. God, allow us, Lord, to die to self daily, God, that we might be able to live for you, God. Allow us to seek you and to search you like never before, God. God, allow us to stand in the gap and stand on the wall for those that didn't have a praying mother or a praying church mother or a praying grandmother, God. God, we stand in the gap now for their lives in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we ask that you would release laborers in the harvest to take up the hedge on behalf of their souls, God. For that one that is closest to hell today, God, for those that are in hospice care and ICU and CCU and in the neonatal care unit, God. God, we cry out on behalf of them today, God. God, we bind the spirit of premature death that say they will be taken out of here before their predestined time. God, we bind the spirit of death, Lord. And God, we lose life unto each and every dead situation, Lord. God, we speak that they shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness and the mercies of Jesus Christ, Lord. God, that you would manifest yourself to them, that you would quicken your word to perform it concerning them, God. And God, we thank you and praise you. God, we exalt you, God. God, we give homage to you, Lord. God, we thank you for who you are and for what you represent in our lives, God. God, we thank you for that you are the great I am that I am, God. God, we thank you and praise you for being our Jehovah Jireh, God, the God who provides, Lord. God, we thank you and praise you, God, for being our Jehovah Rophi, God, the Lord who heals, Lord. Because, God, your word says that you were wounded for our transgressions, Lord. God, that you were bruised for our iniquities, Lord. Father, that the chastisement of your peace is upon us. And, Father, Lord, by your stripes, Lord, Father, Lord, we are healed, God, spiritually, God, emotionally, financially, Lord. God, we worship you. God, we exalt you. Lord, we give homage to you, Lord. God, we look to you for no other help we know, God. God, continue to order our steps. Continue to guide us, God. Continue to move in our heart and our mind and our spirit man. Father, continue to order our steps and direct our path, God. God, we cry out, God, for police officers, Lord. God, for firemen, God, for first response team, God. We cry out for those who are watching ISIS and connected to ISIS, God. God, we cry out on behalf of their souls, God, that they would be saved, God. God, we loose the conviction power of the Holy Spirit and the spirit of repentance and deliverance upon their lives. The Lord, that they might cry out one day soon, what must they do to be saved, God? And, Lord, we thank you. Holy Ghost, Lord, we praise you. Father, Lord, we exalt your name, God. God, we worship you, God. That name that is yet above all other names, God, that is at the name of Jesus that demons tremble, Lord. That is at the name of Jesus that soul ties and strongholds are broken, God. That is at the name of Jesus that blind eyes and deaf ears are opened, God. But, Lord, most of all, it's at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So, God, we bow our knee on today, Lord, and we confess with our mouth, God, that you're King of kings and Lord of lords, God, and we worship you, Lord. God, we praise you, God. We exalt you, Lord, God. God, we thank you and praise you, God, that greater are you that is in us than he that is in the world, God. God, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, God. But, Lord, you said that you would deliver us out of them all, God. And, Lord, we thank you, God. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for showing up and showing out on our behalf, God. God, we thank you, God, that, Lord, that just for who you are, God, and God, just for how you handle our situations and our circumstances, God. God, for how you supply our every need according to your riches and glory, God. God, for how you let us know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, God. God, we thank you for your omniscience and your omnipresence, God. God, we thank you, God, for, Lord, just for being God and God all by yourself, God. We thank you for being a jealous God by giving us a standard on which to live, God. And, Lord, that you might be glorified, Father, that honor and glory might be brought to your word, to your will, and to your way, God. And, God, we exalt you, Lord. God, we worship you, God. God, we usher in the spirit of praise, God. Lord, as praises go up, God, blessings come down, God. But, God, we just praise you for who you are and for what you represent in our lives, God. God, we just praise you, God, for what you're doing in our country, in our land, God, in our churches, God. God, we cry out, Lord, for, God, for leaders in the body of Christ, Lord, that they would not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but, Lord, that they would be ready to give account to all men of the faith, the hope, and the trust that rests, rules, and abides within them, God. God, that they would preach holiness in hell, God, that hell is a for real place, Lord, and those that lack thereof, God, may end up there, God. That God, give them Holy Ghost boldness, Lord. God, guide their eyes and their ears, God. But most of all, give them heart to receive what thus saith the Spirit of the Lord in this season, God, to the church, Lord. And, Lord, we praise you. Holy Ghost, Lord, we thank you. Father, Lord, we give homage to you, Lord. God, we blow kisses to you, God, for just for who you are and for what you represent in our lives, God. God, we pray for those that are connected to us in the Spirit, God, that they would not become weary and well-doing, Lord. But, Lord, let them know that they'll reap what they sow if they faint not, God. God, let them know, God, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them, God. God, let them know that you've never seen the righteous forsaken, God, nor your seed go begging for bread, God. That, Father, that through them that you might be glorified. Holy Spirit, Lord, that through them that honor and glory might be brought to your word, to your will, and to your way, God. And, God, we praise you. Holy Ghost, Lord, we thank you, God. God, we love you, Lord. God, we give honor to you and praises to your name, God, that name that is yet above all other names, Lord. And, Lord, we worship you, God. We extol you, God. We look to you, God, from whence cometh our help. No other help we know, Lord. God, continue to work and move, God. Continue to manifest yourself to us, God. God, continue to open our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears, God. Continue to lead us, guide us, and direct us, Lord, to perfect those things that concerneth you, concerneth us, God. And, Lord, we praise you, God. Holy Ghost, Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, we just love you, God. And we continue to seek you and to search you like never before. Lord, we continue to look to you from whence cometh our help. No other help we know, God. And, Lord, we exalt you, Lord. God, we are so blessed. Lord, we praise you, God. God, we thank you for who you are and for what you represent, God. And, God, that you would continue to work and move, God, in our heart and our mind and our spirit, man, Lord. Lord, that you would continue to order our steps, God, that you would continue to stir up revival in our soul, God, more power, God, more fire, God. Lord, more intimate devotion between us and you, God. God, we seek you and we search you like never before, Lord. And, Lord, we worship your name, God. God, we give honor to you, Lord. God, we appreciate you, God. God, we thank you for your omniscience and your omnipresence. God, we pray for Israel, God, and in the third world countries. God, we pray for the leaders, Lord. God, that you would lead them, guide them, and direct them, God, where they lack wisdom, that you would grant unto them wisdom, God. God, we pray for the missionaries, God. God, we pray for those countries, Lord, that have to hide the Bible because they're being persecuted for the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, we cry out on their behalf on this evening, God. God, we ask that you, God, would have mercy upon them, Lord, that you would release laborers in the harvest on their behalf, God. God, we pray for their souls, God. We cover them with the blood, God, your blood, your precious blood, God. Your blood has a voice in the atmosphere, God, because as the death angel passed by, as the blood was placed on the doorpost, God, God, we cover them with your blood, Lord. God, we station guardian, ministering, warning, avenging, destructive holy angels around and about them, Lord. And God, we glorify your name, Lord. God, we exalt you, God. God, we praise you, God. God, we worship you, Lord. God, we look to you from whence cometh our help. No other help we know. And Lord, we thank you, God. God, we praise you, God. Thank you. Thank you for who you are. And for what you represent, God. Thank you, God, as we stand in the gap and stand on the wall, God. God, we thank you for giving us strength for the journey and endurance to run the race, God. God, that you might be glorified, Lord. And God, we praise you. Holy Ghost, Lord, we thank you, God. God, we extol your name, God. God, continue to work in and through us. Continue to manifest yourself to us, God. Continue, God, to quicken your word to perform it concerning us, God. God, continue to strengthen us, God, in your word, in your will, in your way, God. Give us greater anointing in you, God. Allow us to seek you and to search you like never before, God. God, allow us to die to self that we might be able to live for you, God. And, Lord, we praise you. Lord, we exalt you, God. God, we give homage to you, God. God, we thank you. Thank you, God. God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for how you're working and for how you're moving, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for just being God and God all by yourself, Lord. And God, we worship your name, God. God, we pray for those who are in mental institutions. God, we pray for those, God, who are having the battle of the mind. God, we call before those, God, those who are contemplating suicide, God. God, we ask, Lord, that you would send the labor and the harvest, Lord, to take up the heads on behalf of souls, Lord, that you would be glorified, Lord, that honor and glory would be brought to your word, to your will, and to your way, God. God, we exalt you, Lord. God, as we go about, Lord, our daily lives, Lord, being about your great commission, God, compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come to you, God. God, we ask, Lord, that you, Lord, would show up and show out on our behalf, Lord, that you would speak in and through us, God, that you would allow us to be that beacon of light in every dark situation, God, that it light illuminates in darkness. Darkness has to give attention to light, God, because light uncovers those things that are done in darkness, God. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, give us the strength, Lord. Give us the strength that when we have done all to stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord. God, give us the strength, Lord, to study, to show ourselves to prove, God, a workman that is worthy of his hire, God, rightly dividing the word of truth, God. God, we thank you, Lord. God, we thank you that we would not become weary in well-doing, God. God, we even sometimes ask, Lord, that even that thorn in our flesh, God, that you would forgive our unbelief, God, that you would give us strength to look beyond, God, those things that try to boggle us down, that try to overwhelm us, God, that you said that you haven't tempted us beyond that which we are able, and with the temptation, God, you've given us a way of escape. Show us the escape, Lord, that, God, we might be able to be found worthy, God, for the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, that we might be able to seek you and to search you like never before, God, that we may be able to stand in the gap and stand on the wall, God. God, for those that, God, are less fortunate than ourselves, God, that don't have a relationship with you in prayer, God, but, Lord, that they might become prayer, God, that someone might come into their path, God, that might explain prayer to them, Lord, and even, God, if they have to read the Lord's Prayer, God, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that they can make sounds of praise to your name, God. And even in possible their infant stage to the gospel, God. But, Lord, we ask that you would release laborers in the harvest, godly friends, godly acquaintances, godly peers, God, but perhaps even a godly employer, God, that might be able to be there and be able to share of the goodness of Jesus Christ, God. And, Lord, we thank you, God. God, we praise you, Lord. God, we give homage to you, God. God, we exalt your name, Lord, that name that is yet above all other names, God. And, Lord, we worship you, Lord. Lord, we praise you, God. God, we thank you, Lord. God, we look to you from whence cometh our help. No other help we know. And, God, we glorify your name, God. God, as we seek you and search you like never before, Lord. God, we praise you, God. God, we thank you. Lord, we worship you, God. God, we thank your holy name, God. God, we thank you, God. We praise you, Lord.
God, for Evelyn, homeless individuals, God. God, we cry out for them on today, Lord. God, we ask that you would move on their behalf, that you would release labors in the harvest, God. God, that you would give them a mindset that want to change, God, and give them the tools or send them in the path of individuals that can lead them to the tools, God, that would change their homeless situation, God. God, Rome wasn't built overnight, God, but we ask that individuals will be released into their path, God, that they might be able to start a process, Lord, towards the right direction, Lord. And those who are homeless with children, God, for those who are sleeping on the streets and on the bridges, God, and in the inclement weather, God, God, we cry out for them, God. God, for some it's a choice, God, but for some it's a lifestyle, Lord. And God, we ask that you would be with them, God. God, we ask that you would release individuals into their path, God, that will be able to share the goodness and the mercies of Jesus Christ, God. That will be able to share perhaps budgeting, Lord, or will be able to share, God, a plan, God, to remove them out of the process that they're in, God. God, we pray and we cry out for these individuals on this evening, God. God, we cry out for those who are incarcerated, God. We cry out for those who are on death row, God. We cry out, God, asking, Lord, that you would have mercy on them, God, that you would release labels in the harvest to take up the hedge on behalf of their soul, God, that you would release ministries behind the walls of these facilities, God, fivefold, spirit-filled ministries, God. God, you said that your word would not return unto you void, God, but it will accomplish that which is sent, God. God, release daily bread, God. Release individuals speaking your word, God. Release Holy Bibles, God, into these facilities, God, that people might be able to hear of the goodness and the mercies of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray for those who are in juvenile facilities, God. We pray for their families, God. God, we pray for their heart, God, for their spirit, man, God. God, we ask that you would take some of their stony hearts and turn it into fleshly hearts, God. God, we ask that you would move in a supernatural way in their lives, God. God, we ask, Lord, that you would send individuals, God, who can embrace them and love them, God, who can tell them that we don't agree with your sin, God, but we love your soul, God, who can hug them and say that there's a way out, God, and Lord, that we can lead them through the plan of salvation, God, that we can lead them, God, and share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord, and God, that we could pray for them, God, and we could watch over them and perhaps become a pen pal with them, God, that they can receive encouragement and words of encouragement and inspirational information and not think that the world has turned their back on them, God. And God, we cry out, God, on behalf of these individuals on today, God. And Lord, we thank you, God. God, we praise you, God. We give homage to you, Lord. God, we cry out for those that are fighting addictions, God, for alcoholics and heroin addicts and crack cocaine and, God, whatever, the drug of their choice, God, or those that are battling domestic violence, God, who feel that there's not a way out, God. We cry out on behalf of these individuals on today, God. God, we ask that you would take the urge of dependency, God, of the drug of their choice out of their mouth, God. God, we ask that you would release individuals into their lives that will share of the goodness and mercies of Jesus Christ, God. For those that are fighting domestic violence, we know there's a way out, God. God, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would be glorified, Lord. God, that honor you. And honor and glory and God to your word, to your will, and to your way, God. God, we glorify you, Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we install your name, God. And Lord, now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and consider us faultless before him, be all the honor, all the honor, and all the glory. And Father, Lord, we ask these things in Christ's name. And it's yet for your precious sake we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. What a wonderful Savior you are. Hallelujah. How great you are, Lord. There's none like you. Hallelujah. In all this world. Hallelujah. So we come this afternoon, Father God, to say thank you. We come to praise you. We come to worship you. And hallelujah, we come to lift your name up because you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the beginning of this day because this is the day that you made it. And we are with God, and we'll be glad in it, Father God. We are still glad because you watched over us and protected us from all harm or danger, Father God. So we thank you that you have kept your angels around us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your shield and your buckle. We thank you, Father God, for your high tower, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the dwelling place that you have brought us into, Father God. We thank you for this mercy and this grace, that this your mercy and your grace that is new every morning. So we say thank you now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just praise you, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. We glory, glory, hallelujah. We say, we thank you for your word, Lord, your word that you sent to give us life and that which was on the leaf. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God, that you left, sent to us and left us to dwell inside of us, Father God. We thank you for honoring our footsteps, Father God. We thank you, hallelujah, that you placed us on this mount to stay, Father God. You took our feet off the mud and mountain clay, Father God, and you placed us on the rock, Father God, and that rock is Jesus. So we say thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for salvation, Father God. We thank you, hallelujah, for healing and deliverance, Father God. We thank you that you look beyond our thoughts, Father. Hallelujah, and you supply our very need, Father God. So we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You inhabit the praises of your saints. So we just praise you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are watching over us all day long. And not just us, Father God, but others too, Father God. Because your word says that you are no respecter person. So we thank you that your word tells you reign on the just as well as the unjust. So we thank you and we praise you, Father God, that you are all hallelujah, that our ears will be attuned to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to hear your word, Father God, to hear your voice, Father God, because you said in your word, Father God, no other voice will we follow, Father God. So we thank you now, Father God. We thank you, hallelujah, for a pierced heart, Father God, the one, hallelujah, that is open to you, Father God. Hallelujah, and that we can receive of you, Father God. So we thank you now, Father God. Oh, we praise you, Father, that you didn't leave us comfortless, Father God. You sent the comforter, Father God. So we thank you that you are God of all comfort, Father God. Oh, praise your holy name. You are high and lifted up, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Savior. Thank you. Hallelujah. We do bless your name. Hallelujah. We do lift you up. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for looking beyond our faults, Father God. And then you supplied our very needs. So we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could praise you with those 10. But Father God, we can praise you with the one that you gave us. So we thank you, hallelujah. Thank you for the pure heart, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that you changed us, Father God. You turned us around. You took our feet out of the muck and mire clay. And then you put us on this rock, Father God. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for supplying our very needs, Father God. Thank you, hallelujah, for healing, Father God. It's already done. So we thank you, Father God. We don't have to worry about yesterday or today or tomorrow because you have already planned it, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, that your thoughts toward us is good and not evil. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to be here. Oh, it's an honor. It's a privilege to be in your thoughts, just to be in your thoughts. Hallelujah. What an honor, what a privilege. Hallelujah. That you're thinking about us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, that you said you no longer call us servants, but you'll call us friends. And whatever you order, God tell you, you'll tell us, Father God. You said in your word that you'll lay down your life for your friends. So, oh Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you for laying down your life for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, what an honor, what a privilege. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you gave us. He said, thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, that you are healing our land, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that we don't have to look at the signs, Father God, and wonder about them, Father God. We know, Lord Jesus, that you're coming back. You're coming back for a church that without a spot. So we thank you, Father God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, El Shaddai. Thank you, Lord. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. Oh, hallelujah, Adonai. Thank you, Lord. We can call you by your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Your name will soothe a broken heart. Your name will fix a broken heart. Your name will mend together those things that have been torn apart. So we thank you now, Father God. Who can stand before a walking and wonderful God? Hallelujah. Nobody but those with clean hands and a clean mind. So we thank you, Father God, that you call us worthy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you cover us with your blood, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. For your angels that you have, that is encamped around us, hallelujah. And not only around us, but our loved ones, Father God. That when we leave our house, Father God, we can go back knowing that you are taking care of it, Father God. Because you can do more with it than we can ever imagine to do. So we say thank you now, Father God. Oh, you thank you, Father God. Thank you that you said stay connected to the true vine. So we thank you, Father God, that you allow us to be connected to you. Hallelujah. Yeah, we'll see you. Ooh, hallelujah. What an honor. What a privilege. Hallelujah. That you have given us a place that we can come and worship you, Father God. We can come and pray together, Father God. We can seek your face, Father God. Your word says that we seek you, you shall be found. Hallelujah. So we thank you. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your healing and your deliverance tonight, Father God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We praise you and honor you. In Jesus' precious mighty name, is my prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We glorify and magnify your name tonight, God. We thank you, Father, that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords. We honor your name tonight, God, because you are Elohim. You are the I am that I am. You are El Shaddai. We thank you, oh God, that you're Jehovah Jireh, that you're Jehovah Shalom, that you're Jehovah Tiskanu, oh God. We reverence your name, Father, for just being God and God all by yourself. We thank you tonight, Father, that you even allow us to dwell in your presence on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Lord God, that your glory is reigning over us, God. We thank you that we even made it through another day, Lord God, with you by our side, Father. So we say thank you that you breathe the breath of life into us once again, God, in the name of Jesus. And we don't take it for granted, God, that we even have breath in our body on today, Lord God. We don't take it for granted that we even have a voice to open up our mouth and say thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory tonight. We reverence you tonight, God, because there is nobody like you. We reverence you in all of your grace, in all of your mercy, in all of your splendor, oh God. We thank you tonight that you are a sovereign God. We thank you tonight that you are a forgiving God. We thank you tonight that you are a powerful God in the name of Jesus, and that you are a mighty and wonderful Savior, and everything that we need, God, we can find it in you. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that your presence, oh God, is nigh in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your spirit, oh God, that rests, rules, and abides within us. It's now and forevermore. We thank you tonight, God, that you didn't leave us by the wayside, but you allowed your spirit, oh God, to dwell amongst us. And so tonight we say thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you tonight, Lord God, for your word, oh God, that's going to come forth. We honor you tonight, Lord God, for the impartation, Father, that we may grow stronger in you, Father, that we may gain more wisdom in you, Father, tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for leading and guiding us into all truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you're allowing this time, oh God, for the equipping of your faith, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we hunger and thirst after you, oh God. We hunger and thirst after righteousness, not after the cares of this world, Father, but we hunger and thirst after you, oh God, that we may walk, oh God, into our wealthy place within the spirit realm, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight that you're going to impart, oh God, into us a greater level of anointing, God, a greater level of spiritual wisdom and knowledge and insight. And so we even say thank you tonight for that, God, that we may manifest your kingdom right here on earth, God. We don't do it in shape, form, or fashion, but Father, we do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that you would get the glory. In the name of Jesus, we honor you tonight, Lord God, my God, in the name of Jesus, for just being God and God all by yourself. We declare on tonight, Lord God, that as we gird up our loins, oh God, to go into battle, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would deposit a lion on the inside, God, and that the lion would begin to roar, oh God, that we would be able to defeat the head of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Lord God, that we stand in preparation of that which you need us to do in order to bring reinforcement into the body of Christ. Oh God, we thank you tonight, Lord God, that we're able, Father, in the name of Jesus, to bruise the enemy's head. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that you stand in your word, that we have our power and authority over the enemy. And so we take charge tonight. We take back our authority tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We take back our authority tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we take back the authority, and we walk, Lord God, in our place, God, that you called us to walk in, Father, in the name of Jesus. We hold our head up high, oh, God. We go up our loins with righteousness, and we put on, oh, God, God, we take out the sword of the Spirit, and we begin, oh, God, in the spirit realm, to cut off the head of the enemy. We declare and decree tonight that we are not victorious in you, that we've already won the battle in you, God. And so we declare on tonight, Lord God,
my angels, oh God. Even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, to bring peace and comfort and joy, Father, to those that feel that they may be defeated, oh God, I declare and I decree tonight that they're going to get up and go in the spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I release that anointing, oh God, for them to walk into the spirit realm, oh God. I am the Messiah, and begin to rise up in their authority. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now that you're allowing there to be a shifting in the atmosphere, Father, in the name of Jesus, a changing of the gods, oh God. I am the Messiah, a transformation, oh God, into our place of anointing, into our place of power, God. Oh God, I thank you that as you transform our hearts, oh God, you're transforming and transitioning our minds, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, to be able to hear you with clarity, God. I thank you tonight, God, that you're removing the scales from my eyes, God, so that we can see more clearly, oh God, so that we can have keen insight in the spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for foresight tonight, God. Oh God, I give you glory that you empower us and you endow us with your spirit, oh God, that you endow us and empower us with another level of anointing. My God, in the name of Jesus, take us to deeper depths and higher heights in you. I declare and I decree that we're transitioning and shifting, Lord God, into a dimension that we've never seen before, in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, the power of healing, the power to deliver, God, oh my. My God is coming back into the house. And so I declare and I decree, Lord God, that we shall walk in miracles, signs, and wonders. As we lay on our face before you, God, you shall endow us with power. And so I declare and decree tonight, Lord God, my God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the instilling right now, God. I thank you for the infilling, God. I thank you for the infilling, God. That's going to cleanse us and make us white as snow once again, God. That's going to cleanse our hearts and our minds, God, and cause us to be ready, God, to do the work of your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare and I agree to be. Father, I thank you tonight that you're moving expediently and suddenly in this hour, God. I declare and I decree, my God, that the spirit of procrastination and laziness, God, that has taken hold of the minds and the hands of so many people. I declare and I decree that slothfulness is not our portion, God, but that we shall begin to walk, oh God, into the things that you have called us to do. My God, expediently and suddenly, oh God. Allow us to put our hands to the plow, God. As soon as you give the instruction, I declare and I decree that we will pick up and run, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We will not tarry, oh God. We won't tarry with the vision, God. But as you begin to light it before us and make it plain before us, oh God, we will pick it up and run, God, in the name of Jesus. No longer will we, oh God, put shame to your name, God. But I declare and I decree, oh God, that as we begin to do what you called us to do, that the world will begin to see that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And exactly what you did back then, you're still going to do it today. In the name of Jesus, oh God, use us for the glory. Equip us, oh God, for the manifestation of that which is to come. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that we will have a willing spirit, oh God, that we will have a willing heart, oh God, that we will have surrendered minds in this season, God, in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that we dismantle the spirit of tradition, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We come out of our religious thoughts, and we come out of our religious ways, God, and we allow you to move. We allow you to have your way in the midst of our services, God, in the midst of our private time with you. Father, even if we're driving in the car, we allow you to have your way, oh God. We have to put off on the side of the road, God. We allow you to have your way, oh God. Move how you want to move, wherever you want to move, God. And we'll be forever grateful, oh God, to allow ourselves to be open to receive your believe. As you equip us with wisdom, God, we prepare ourselves to be vessels ready made for the manifestation of your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we remove our ways. We remove our faults. We even back down and put our plans on the back burner tonight, God. We declare and we decree, oh God, that what you want to do, oh God, outweighs anything that we ever thought we could want to do. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we allow you to have your way, God. I am the most high. We allow you to have your way, oh God. And it is so tonight, in the matchless name of Jesus, because you always ask for the righteous when we pray. And we declare and decree tonight that we are the righteous. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Comes to mind when we think of power?
The word power.
Strength. Beyond measure.
Beyond measure. I love that. Beyond measure. Do you believe that you can be serving
in a capacity that causes you to cross boundaries?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, that's
but are we talking about safe boundaries or?
Well, of course, safe boundaries. But the first thing that God has advised you, you never want to infringe. You want to stay in your lane. Staying in your lane does not mean that you demean nor trivialize finding God has for your life, your purpose. But at that time, yes, you need to surrender unto them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, what does the scripture say? The prophet is the... the prophet is subject to the prophet. And so we all can be walking around, I'm a prophet. But when you go into another prophet's house, it is time for you to be subject to be powerless, so to speak, or humble unto that prophet of that house. So now you're asking permission to that prophet to release that word.
Mm.
Okay? And so the power, when we also look, hear the word power. Oh, yeah.
When I hear the word power, I think of a lot of things, but one of the first things that I think of is alignment. Because you can have power, and you can be all over the place.
Again, space bound.
If you want to be in alignment with the will of God.
Aligning with the will of God. So this is why we will study 2 Kings. This will be for a biblical reference for the next week. We will be in 2 Kings, the second chapter. And we will begin to break down in what power looks like.
This literally also being in alignment. Not just being in alignment with the will of God, but being in alignment with the position
that you're serving. Absolutely. There is a lot of moment to see who you are. But now I need to surrender who I am at the moment to serve who God has placed me to be. It takes a real, and I'm just naming it off. It takes a real picture, a God ordained to birth out of teaching. A real God to birth out of God. That's why when you have one, a husband, a wife, and the wrong picture has to be served. The wife. Because she understands that once I exit this threshold, I'm staying alive. I don't run the house, the natural house. I need to allow my husband. And so it takes a real pastor, prophet, that whatever that position is, even if at that time you're elder, minister, surrender power to get power.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Elisha did for Elijah. So, when you are think of a natural midwife, what comes to mind?
Naturally. Somebody to help the
pregnant
person who's
pregnant
to assist them in giving birth. So
what was the key word? What was the action word she used? Did she say to take over the pregnant person?
No.
First of all, can we?
No.
Naturally?
No.
But can we spiritually?
Yeah.
Are you strong enough, wise enough to know the difference?
Mm.
So when we compare the two, a lot of times people hear near life, they immediately go and think in the natural and forget that you can do something in the spirit that
right.
you should never do. I'm not saying it's legitimate that we do something illegal, illegitimate, out of order. We do a lot of stuff in that spirit realm, that's witchcraft. That we can't get done in the nuts, but we go out there and go up in the spirit realm illegitimately and do something. So being a spiritual midwife goes back to, again, your alignment, knowing how to effectively communicate. That means, we might have to do a little role playing here. Prophet and minister are sitting next to each other. She knows people. Prophet and minister are sitting next to each other. And if you were to serve the prophet right now, say she's about to give a word, and you want to just be there for her need at the moment, how would you surrender yourself?
I'm
just
in prayer.
Through prayer, asking what it is that she may need, getting.
And I want you to call this. Do you even care about what someone else needs are is with the spiritual midwife?
Yes, we should.
We should.
We should. Usually not.
Okay, so that's assessing the need. Write that down. And showing to do
asking what she needs, praying for her.
Oh, I love that. Can we pause it for you? Most of the time when people pray, who are they praying for?
Themselves.
But if I have an assignment, is it about me right now?
No.
If the prophet is about to preach, Jesus, what have you, what should the midwife be doing?
Praying. For the prophet.
And the prophet.
And those that are there. Those that are there.
Yes. You have a spiritual assignment to bear in prayer. Because you're not just birthing out or helping that word to be birthed out to the prophet, through the prophet right now. But you need to birth out a spirit of acceptance in the atmosphere. You need to birth out a spirit of communication, because there is coming out of the spirit of gravity. And sometimes, okay, the enemy will. I know, baby. I know. I get it. I understand. The enemy will cause people to be manipulated. And it's just talking about me. And next thing you know, you say, it's not. My neighbor is going to be here. So I ain't telling nobody else. Well, I bet you sound me something. It's a spirit of scrambling. You have to be able to be powerful enough, wise enough to discern the